Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
And welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So, it's a normal business day. What does that mean? That means that you have been running all day, that people have been coming to you with questions, that business is stressful, that you're just working as hard as you can. That's a normal day. And it gets to be noontime, and you decide, you know what, I have had quite a day. It's been a productive day. I'm really happy with the results, but I've really worked hard. I think I'll go out to lunch. So you go out to lunch at your very favorite spot. You sit down. They give you a menu. You're familiar with the menu. You've seen it before. And you order your favorite food. You say, well, let me see. What's my favorite food? I think I'll have spaghetti and meatballs today. Wow, yes, I do that on occasion because I'm supposed to eat it all the time, but I'm going to have it today. So the waiter comes and you go, I'm ready to order. Give me spaghetti and meatballs. Give me extra sauce, garlic bread, and I am just excited about getting it. And you anticipate having a great lunch because you deserve it. And you're sitting there and you're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And they bring you your lunch and you go to eat it. And it's terrible. It's cold. It's not what you expected. And you're incredibly disappointed. The question then you ask yourself is, am I ever going to come back here again? There are so many places I can go, I'm not coming back. And isn't that the same thing when you're dealing with one of your customers or clients? Our salespeople go out and they make these promises to the potential customer. This is what we can do for you. And the potential customer says, yeah, sounds good to me. Here, quote this for me. Tell me what you're going to charge me. Tell me about your delivery time. And the salesman just brings back the information and takes it to the quoting department. And it's all excited about the prospect. And the quoting department takes it, throws it on the desk, and there it sits and sits and sits. And when they get around to it, they send it back to the customer. But by the time they send it back to the customer, it's just like that cold lunch. The customer does not have confidence or trust in your ability and your company's ability to deliver the product that was promised. So what do? They've already bought the product from somebody else because some aggressive hotshot came in, got the same proposal, took it back, put it on their quoting desk, and said, we need to get this out right away, and they were quick. So you see, if you have a proposal, if you have a promise to a customer, if a customer calls in with a problem or a complaint, you need to be on it right away. You can't wait. If the shipping department is not shipping out promptly and the product that you're shipping is just sitting in the shipping department, in the warehouse, and they're going to get to it, why would the customer trust you? People do business with you because it's going to enhance their business. If you can give better response than the competition, if you can give competitive pricing with better response, better delivery, better customer service, and dealing with whatever problems come up and arise and will come up, why would they not want to do business with you? And not only do business with you, but to do repeat business over and over again. Because one of the ways that we make money in business, well, one of the ways that we make a profit is by having repeat business. So that our salespeople can be giving our current customers or clients customer service, and then being out scouting for new prospects all the time. So you have to be quick. If your quoting department or your delivery is not quick, you've got to find out why. You have to absolutely respond. What would you think if you were buying a piece of equipment and you gave them the specifications as to what you want, and they got around to you in a few weeks or a month? Would you want to do business with them? So, always be responsive, always be thorough, always be pleasant to the customer or client, even when they're not pleasant to you, and make sure that when there is a problem, we're facing that problem immediately. Most people don't want to face problems. What they do is they want to bury them. They want to wait, oh, I don't want to deal with that today. Oh, my goodness, that's too stressful. No, get on it right away. Being quick and responsive is one of the ways that you can build your business into a profitable operation that's well-respected, and people will want to refer you and do business with you now and into the future. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.